Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Korman from CISA, the local hero, folks, and Dave Paisnick, who is a man of several hats. He's the market manager for the Greenfield Winter's Farmers Market and Rainbow Harvest Farm Farmer. And the Greenfield Winter Farmers Market Winter Fair is tomorrow. And I will say, I will direct your attention to the Greenfield Recorder from Wednesday. Juanita's Winter Fair Legacy Lives On, written by the fabulous Mary McClintock. Juanita Nelson forever changed my experience of Groundhog Day until 2007. Groundhog Day meant a weather forecasting large rodent in Pennsylvania. Then in January 2007, Juanita talked to some of us who'd helped her organize the free harvest supper of locally grown food each August and convinced them to put on this, what was the only at one time, winter farmer's market. Even in my recollection of living in the valley, once the farmer's markets ended, you were out of luck when it came to trying to go to farmer's market action until this winter farmer's market. And I used to love seeing Juanita there in the middle of the winter. She's since passed away this past year, but the legacy lives on.
Yes, the Greenfield Winter Fair was the first winter farmer's market in the state of Massachusetts.
Really? So not even just in the area, the whole state. Wow.
Started in 2008.
And now, you know, there are regular winter markets all up and down the valley, and CISA is still a big part of that. CISA kind of presents the winter fair at the different markets around the valley, and Greenfields is tomorrow. So what is on the docket for the Greenfield Winter Fair, David?
I am really excited about the winter fair this year. We have a lot of vendors coming. We've got a lot of new ones that haven't been with us for the whole season too, but we'll have all of our vegetables and fruits that we have all winter long. We'll have Clarkdale with, they're actually even bringing some of their vintage blend cider along with their apples and pears. We'll have all kinds of meat and vegetables. We'll have crafts. We'll have soap. We're going to have music from Amandla Chorus.
That's Evelyn McDougall, who is another great friend to Juanita Nelson, lived with her for many years.
Yep, and Pat and Tex LaMountain will also be playing. We're going to have workshops on cooking with winter vegetables, felting from Jill Horton Lyons of Winterberry Farm. We're going to have a workshop on lacto-fermented vegetables.
I love those. I really do.
Yeah. And we're going to have children's activities that are brought to us by the Full Moon Girls. And
I'm not going to ask about where they got their name from, but I have some ideas. It has nothing to do with lacto fermentation, though, I don't think.
And I think sometimes we forget that there's so many people who have never, ever gone to a farmer's market, and even more who have never gone to a winter farmer's market.
Right.
David, you actually have a way that you carry the flavors of the harvest into the winter.
I'm a big fan of chilies, and so I started with a chili-infused line of sea salts, but I also do some garlic and some other herb flavors as well. All the ingredients are grown on the farm, except for the salt itself.
David marches to the ocean to make his own salt, too.
Just alone,
to
keep alone.
The Gandhian tradition. All right, let's taste some of this.
Well, and how do you infuse it? I don't understand what that verb means.
Well, I use a process that involves both wet and dry products, so like the chipotle chili salt that we're going to try now. It's a chipotle smoked sea salt. I start with fresh red jalapenos. I smoke them, which turns them into a chipotle. And then
you get the norovirus. Oh, no, not that
no,
chipotle.
No, not that chipotle. Right. Okay. And then I blend both the dried and some wet chipotle with the sea salt, and it really infuses the flavor right into the salt. So you've got a salt that's kind of a mahogany red color now from having the smoked chilies infused into it. It's great in guacamole, great on your eggs in the morning.
I love salt way more than I should. Like, I know that the jury's been out and back and forth about how good or bad salt is for you, but I don't care. I pre-salt everything before I even taste it. Nothing is too salty for me.
So you've never had something too salty?
No, I love too salty.
You've heard it here first, folks.
Yeah. This is a good way to make like restaurant style dipping stuff. You put the olive oil in, you get the sea salt infused with chipotle.
Absolutely.
Oh man, I'm spoiled rotten.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That is good. Oh, nice kick.
Yeah, right now I'm selling it at the farmer's market in Greenfield, both the winter and summer market.
Uh-huh.
And I also sell it through an Etsy store. And hopefully by the end of this season, I'll be offering it wholesale to local businesses.
I'm going to start putting chipotle sea salt on all your vegetables now.
That
I'm like addicted to this stuff. It's so good. And what are the other ones again for that you have over there?
So our garlic sea salt and rosemary are very popular. I've got a ginger-infused sea salt. Comes from ginger grown right in my greenhouse. That one is excellent on vanilla ice cream.
Ooh, yes.
Then we have my absolute favorite is the habanero smoked sea salt.
Is that even spicier?
It is spicier. It's got a really bright flavor. I eat it on avocados almost every day.
Nice. All right. Well, you can meet Dave Paisnick and Phil Korman from CISA, the local hero folks. It's the winter fair in Greenfield. It's the longest running winter farmers market with the special infusion of local hero CISA goodness tomorrow at Greenfield High School.
It is at the new high school.
Yeah, the new high school.
So if you help pay for it in Greenfield. Yeah. Show up.
Yeah, show up. You can find out more at buylocalfood.org.